hopes are dashed in Nepal, and a new vision is cast for Africa. I'm Chris Lemke, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On today's broadcast, we'll see how God's at work in the midst of it all. Plus, we'll explore the unique connection between music and Bible translation. First, it was over as soon as it began. An effort to end the months-long constitution blockade crippling Nepal fell short. A compromise offered by Nepal's government was denied by protesters who are supported by India. Speaking via Skype, Noel Baketti of Asian Access says religious freedom is at the heart of it all.
Nepal passed the first ever constitution in the history of their country in September. And in that part of the world, one of the big issues with any kind of constitutions are, what kind of a country are you? Are you a secular country? Or are you a religious country? And in this case, the pressure was, are you going to be a Hindu country?
Ministry partners are making Christ known despite the hardships imposed by India. Pray a big Christmas party planned for tomorrow, in which the country's leaders are invited, carries on as planned.
They need prayer big time because they're still trying to do earthquake relief.
A few years ago, the event and its gospel message were broadcast on national television.
The government's been supportive of these efforts, so they're trying to get some sort of a party together. I don't know with what, but they're going to give it a try.
Over in China, there's quite a different reaction to the gospel. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein visited the country 7 times this year with the purpose of understanding and meeting the needs of passionate believers.
Our desire this year was to really develop internal relationships with partners that had a need for Bibles, that we could sit down and listen to them and be open to their needs and care for them.
Bibles for China's main passion is helping the local church distribute God's Word. But this year, it's also focused on training people in it.
We still meet the needs of our passion for Bibles, but we just want to make sure that our passion for Bibles carries out the Great Commission, is go and make disciples or go provide opportunity for them to lead their communities.
Interested in how you can get involved with Bible for China's work? Visit our website to get started. After a century of service to Africa's interior, Africa Inland Mission is redefining inland and is looking to the delegates of Urbana 2015 to help.
We're asking God to give us men and women who have a desire to join a church planting team.
At Urbana 15, North America's largest student missions conference, Africa Inland Mobilizers hope to find at least 100 people interested in coming alongside their mission.
We say that Africa Inland Mission is not the only bus sending people into the world where Christ needs to be shared and disciples need to be made. We endeavor to help people determine if AIM is the right bus and if we have a seat that actually fits with their sense of calling.
We hope you'll pray with us that young people will follow God's will for their lives. You can learn more about AIM's vision for the future of Africa at missionnews.org. Switching gears to the last part of our two-part miniseries on the unique roles in Bible translation, Trevor and Sarah were musicians by trade. Then God turned their hearts toward Bible translation. Trevor with Wycliffe Bible Translators.
We just felt strongly about that, and so we gave up in our minds the artistic aspect of our lives and of our professional lives and thought, okay, God's leading us in a totally new direction.
Little did they know God planned to use their talents. Now, through Ethno Arts, Trevor and Sarah serve the indigenous peoples of Brazil.
While the Bible is being translated into their language, we're trying to come alongside them and help them engage with Scripture in ways that are unique to their culture. Anything that's kind of artistic, we look to engage Scripture with that.
Now the people engage with God's Word on their own. Please pray for Trevor and Sarah's ministry's success and protection. Learn more about this story and others you've heard by visiting missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is almost here. For a gift of support, Mission Network News is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore, to help keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. Keep it or give it to a friend. Get your CD by calling 800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. Mission Network News, the silver lining of today's world headlines. I'm Chris Lemke.